the roads my bill stacked in. I'd do everything Donnie Crash did. If I could do anything Donnie Crash did. Let's a god devil when the crew's all here. We pack the joint with the shovel. My girl like it when I got a bit of stubble. And while Rye Rye's beside, there'll be a bit of trouble.
You got some game, boy, you try.
That I'm playing, just saying what I found. When Rye-Rye's here, well, so are all the ladies. I'm chomping out the bit, I haven't get a shot for rabies. And pull out quick, I never had no baby. So what's up now? You acting kinda shady. Like right left, more bills in fucking Haiti. Asking why they playing me, I burn that stage.
Once upon a time, you be calling.
Call
you a super fly, I called you my guy. Painting the town, we were balling.
Ballin'.
Drinking champagne,
dressed up in bling bling.
Nothing but a player. Fucking around on me. Tapping all the ass you see. You were so fine. Messing with my mind. Wasting my time. It's all just a game to you. Like Monopoly. Collect all the properties. Am I Park Place? Or your Oriental Avenue? You've got some explaining to do. I'm not worth much to you.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Julie Dueron. You're listening to Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, Vancouver. You are all listening to Funk My Life now. And Funk My Life is one of those shows that looks at mostly, I guess, remix soul, but we also go a lot into dance music, and tonight's show will be focused on dance music. We've got a couple of cool things. I've uploaded a bunch of our mixtapes, so our live recorded sets from the Work Less Party Masquerade, that was this Saturday, and Animal House, awesome house party as well. So that's all up on our website, funkmylife.com. And tonight, one of the things that came out last week, I believe, was the new Radiohead remix album. And I kind of went through it. Some of it's really cool, really, really cool. It's, of course, always a little bit mind-altering, and collaborations with people like Subtract, so very down-tempo. Bowish, chill, but very creepy music. And speaking of Radiohead remixes, I realized I haven't really played any Radiohead remixes ever on this show, because it's a little bit something else, you know? It's not quite house, but let's change that. This is everything in its right place, and surprisingly, it's Paul Oakenfold who did the remix. So, incredible house track. Listen to it. On CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to
Listen to what I say. Welcome to Deadfest, the West's best festival for your edgiest alternative cinema. Deadfest goes down Thursday, October 20th at the Rio Theater. Kung Fu treachery, splattastic horror, insane action, and cult classics from around the world. Deadfest has it all. Come to Deadfest at the Rio Theater on Thursday, October 20th, if you dare. For more information, visit dedfest.com. Deadfest is sponsored by CITR.
You are listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And that set went from Radiohead's Everything in Its Right Place. That's the Paul Oakenfold 2008 remix. And I was going to say that Paul Oakenfold's one of the last producers that I would expect to play on my show, but that remix is very, very groovy, very takes you to a deeper place. And following that up was Room 5 with Oliver Chetham on the vocals, and that's the track Make Love and the Axwell vocal mix. Axwell, better known for his electronic stuff, but a lot of his productions are really soulful and groovy, actually. Actually, soulful is probably the wrong word. Funky, definitely funky. And then we had Fats and Small. The track you just heard is their 1998 hit, Turnaround. And they're, relative hit. They are a dance music duo from Brighton, England. And they were pretty much only known for their 1998 track, Turnaround, what you just heard. It reminds me a lot of Stardust's Music Sounds Better With You. I think it's in the same key. I think it really much uses the same style of guitar, whatever the effect on it is. And it's a repeat vocals. A lot of similarities between Stardust and Fats and Small. And I think they may have put out both of their singles at the same time. I think Stardust Music Sounds Better With You came out in 1998, but I'm not too sure right now. All right. Hey, you guys should come on out to, well, we're running a free, as in no cover charge, dance party at the Pit on Friday, October 28th. So that's Halloween Friday, and that's at UBC's Pit Pub. And it's going to be a free dance party. It's run in conjunction with a couple of the street team members of CITR. So we will have these two other lovely DJ ladies take the set with a party that we're calling Curse of the 27 Club. And as you can kind of guess, it's this sort of revenge of all these singers who have mysteriously died at the tender age of 27, including everyone from Jim Morrison to Amy Winehouse, of course, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix. You get the idea, with all these classic, incredible musicians who have just mysteriously passed away all at the same time. So we're going to explore both vintage music as well as remixes and a little bit of everything. It's a Halloween party, so dress up. We'll have a ton of various things that you can interact with, from movie screening, silent moving screening of horror films to, well, of course, the dance floor. And we're probably going to do a makeup station and deck the place out to look a little bit more scary than it usually is on a weeknight. So, all right, we're going to listen to this track. And this has been on repeat on my sound system for the longest time. It's Who Keeps Changing Your Mind, and it's a remix. I don't know if many people remember Who Keeps Changing Your Mind. It's a track, a single from South Street Player. This was back in the 90s, except this is an incredible beach house remix that I heard on a compilation. And I can't stop not listening to it, if that makes sense. That should make sense, because it's not that complex. And it's something else. It's good for homework, it's good for chores. I don't know if I'm selling this song, but it's such a beautiful song. So, especially once the arpeggios come in, it really elevates you. It's got a beautiful bass line, and when the breakdown, so when the instruments kick out, It's incredible. I will let you to this. It's a beautiful song. And once again, with Halloween Party, Halloween Friday, check us out. Go to www.funkmylife.com. It's just along the top. There's information on it. Click on it. You can find out more info, and I hope to see you there.
Oh, We come together. I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. I'm losing you. That face doesn't belong to me. Oh, it's all over your face. Someone's taking my place. Ooh, ooh, baby, I'm losing you. You try hard to hide the emptiness inside. Ooh, I can tell I'm losing you. I can tell when we kiss from the tenderness I miss. And if you're gone, oh baby, I'm losing you. Oh my dear, what happened to the love we shared? Oh baby, I'm losing you. I'm losing you. I'm losing you. I'm losing you. I'm losing you.
What do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Welcome back. You are with the host, Ochre, like the color but spelled differently, like poker without the P. And this is Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and let's just go through what we just heard. Started the set off with South Street Player with Who Keeps Changing Your Mind. Now, that's the Daniel Bovey and Roy Rocks dub remix. And that's a awesome, incredible, I guess, chill house remix of a 1990s almost hip-hop song. And after that was Decline and Tim Healy with the vocals of Babe Ruth. And that's a track called The Mexican. And that's a single from Decline and Tim Healy. And that's inspired by an old Western film soundtrack, kind of electro breakbeat song. And electro breakbeat isn't something that you hear often, but you certainly do get that a lot from Decline. Decline's one of, I guess, Britain's... I guess pioneering in terms of using new synthesizers that come from genres like dubstep and then putting it back into breakbeat, into the whole funkiness that the UK has very well developed, and releasing that as new tracks. So that's an awesome, awesome little innovation they've got going on. And then we had Boy Crisis with Fountain of Youth, and that's Louis La Roche remix. it's a very discotheque style of remix on otherwise a kind of indie house, almost indie house, indie rock kind of vocals song. And then after that was Massive Attack's mashup with The Temptations, and that's a track called Losing You, and it's put together by Zenit Incompatible off of a album called Stolen Beats, and you can steal that yourself. Well, not steal, because it is completely free for download from Zenit Incompatible's feed. So if you look up Zenit Incompatible on SoundCloud, you can get a good link to that. Anyway, the track once again is called Losing You. It's a mashup of 1966's single from The Temptation called I Know I'm Losing You and 1991's Massive Attack single called Unfinished Symphony. And it's all put together. We've been playing a lot of mashups recently. It's just one of those areas that really is starting to open up. Especially with the internet and digital age, it's so easy to do mashups. I mean, I can even do them. Oh, that's ridiculous. Today, we will look at how this sort of indie music process gets reformed and restructured in a way that appeals to the masses and thus becomes a hit. There's quite a bit of separation, and I feel it's unfortunate because it doesn't necessarily need to be there between, say, indie music and commercial music. But the truth of the matter is, especially if you've been listening to every single one of our shows, hi mom, is we always look at these tracks and it almost always returns to some, I don't know, it's some connection between a Grammy Award winning version of the song and some very earnest, very down to earth folky version of the song that talks about the local personal lives of the people involved in the music production. So this is another one of those examples. Last week we played a remix from Joyce Muniz of Dusty Springfield's cover of Spooky, and only recently have I figured out where I've heard Spooky for the first time, and that was in the movie Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. It was in the soundtrack, and anyway, Quentin Tarantino, that's not Quentin Tarantino, but that sort of like 1990s-esque drama with gangsters from the UK by these incredible film directors. They all seem to refer back to all this vintage music. So Quentin Tarantino being the best known, but Guy Ritchie who directed Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels also had the same strategy of picking these songs. So anyway, Dusty Springfield, better known as the singer of Son of a Preacher Man, but this time it's from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. And she was a British pop singer who had wide success in the 1950s and up to the 1990s. And while she is categorized as a pop singer, she's not by all means a white. She is by all means a white-skinned queen of soul music, really. She's one of the more successful British female performers with 18 top 100 singles between 1964 to 1970. So that's 18 hit singles in 6 years. And this track is a cover of an old Classics 4 track that changed the lyrics from Classics 4 version of Life is Kind of Crazy with a Spooky Little Girl Like You to Life is Kind of Crazy with a Little Spooky Boy Like You. And that's kind of progressive. I mean, it's already a little bit touchy to change the lyrics of a song that you're covering. But it's not every day that you see a woman assert her sexuality by talking about being the person who does the desiring. And that's kind of neat. Women are almost always relegated to the object of desire in mainstream music and film. And it's incredible that not only is she such an accomplished vocalist. Again, one of Britain's most successful female performers ever. And Not only that, but she very much had her own opinions and was daring enough to rewrite these kind of lyrics. So this is the track that I've known. It's Dusty Springfield's version of Spooky. We'll go into the Classics 4 version of Spooky, which almost everybody thinks is the original. It's not, though, so we'll get to that.
Playing, I'm gonna tell you all the things my heart's been on Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky, spooky, oh, oh, all right. I said spooky, oh, yeah, yeah. I said spooky, yeah, yeah.
And that's the one that most people know about. That's from the Classics 4, and they were a band formed in Florida in 1965. They're credited for beginning that whole soft southern rock sound, and when they moved away from Florida to Atlanta, Georgia in 1967, they had their first hit with Spooky, what you just heard, which reached number 3 on the US charts in 1968, selling over 1 million copies for a gold disc award. And it was this version that inspired Dusty Springfield's cover of Spooky. Now, it's an interesting development, because every step that has been a different cover, something else has changed dramatically with the song. Now, in this case, going from the Classics 4 version to Dusty Springfield, we lost the whole saxophone solo right in the middle, and that has a lot to do with it, especially as we look at who did the original. The development of the track was particularly interesting because the guitarist James Cobb and the producer Buddy Bowie decided to add lyrics to what was once a locally known track that only had instrumentals. It really was a second generation revision, and as you will hear, was more of a rock and roll track, much in the same way of this funky rock style that was the Kinks or the Zombies. And for those of you who aren't familiar with either of those names, the Kinks were responsible for hits like Lola, L-O-L-A, Lola, and the Zombies had hits like Time of the Season. It's the time of the season for loving. And when funky, trippy rock singles were making their big waves in the United States, these groups tended to be from Britain. So both the Kinks and the Zombies were from the UK, and it was this all-American band in the US that had wrote and performed this kind of this style of funky rock, 1960s funky rock music, and it was from the Classics 4, and they were an all-American band, something that the nation could celebrate on their own. There was a lot of influences going back and forth across the Atlantic. And so this was a big hit, and the Classics 4 went on to become one of those incredible, large, internationally successful rock bands of the 1960s. You know, you had everything from what we've just named so far to the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles were still big at the time. So anyway, so we had Classics, and the original, as we were talking about earlier, was not a success. It was a local success. It was a local hit. It had a lot of airplay on FM radio around Atlanta, but beyond that, it wasn't really well known. And once again, it was an instrumental. And the original is from a man whose stage name is Mike Sharp, and here it is. And that is a nice slice of history. That's from Mike Sharp with the track Spooky. The man's real name is Mike Shapiro, and he was an excellent Atlanta-based saxophone player who had a notorious reputation. This song was originally an instrumental, as you've just heard, but he was supposed to have recorded and toured with the Classics Four, and apparently there was a fair bit of disagreement between Mike and producer Buddy Bowie on how the sax solo should sound on the Classics adaptation, and refused to tour with the band. And there is much rumor as to why this might perhaps be the reason that the saxophone player in the Classics 4 version isn't credited. And since the Classics 4 version, so many artists have covered the song, such as Velvet Monkeys, Daniel Ash, and Imogen Heap for the soundtrack of the film Just Like Heaven. And it's an interesting transition from this jazzy saxophone lounge track into a funky rock track with a small bit of a saxophone breakdown in the middle to a soulful lounge cover that has no saxophone in it. And it's this really developed quite a bit from that transition into the limelight as a top, you know, top 10 hit. But it's also so easy to forget its etymology within the local jazz scene in Atlanta. And it's tracks like this are examples of how these top 40 pop music always needs to cultivate local arts act for their inspirations. Sure, these jazz tunes may not have mass appeal, but you need independent artists to always push the boundaries of radio-unfriendly music before you can finally start to see big labels adopt fresh sounds as they incorporate and assimilate these new styles. And for instance, a lot of electro stuff that the pop divas are producing today, I feel, were ultimately championed from early experiments in synthesizers from, especially in Europe, especially in France specifically. So Justice, I feel, was that breakthrough electro producer that made it seem like you could have a top 40s hit based upon these very dirty guitar-sounding like riffs in electronic music. And music is constantly shifting, and seeing this transformation really lets you see that indie and pop music are flip sides of the same coin. And so many producers that we've looked upon in this show have done it specifically that way, you know, right down from Lily Allen to Kanye West in America, and continuing on as always. And next week we'll look at even more. However, for tonight, we are just about done. If you like what you've been listening to so far, check us